Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? Welcome to the Monday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Every single day, Monday through Friday, we're going to give you a daily recap of what's going on across the fantasy landscape. I am Greg Sussman, joined today by the analyst, Chris Ventura. Chrissy, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
So today, the big story in all of fantasy sports is Shohei Ohtani. Now, we question the validity of his injury. We question if it was a blister, a UCL, and it broke over the weekend that Shohei Ohtani went from a grade 1 tear or sprain of the UCL to a grade 2 sprain. Essentially, a sprain is the same as a tear. It's just the severity of the tear. A grade 2 sprain, what the Angels are trying to do with it now is simply rehab it. We have seen success with rehabbing sprains, from Masahiro Tanaka to the Angels' own Garrett Richards. PSP injections, stem cell injections, a whole lot of injections to avoid the dreaded Tommy John. My first question for you, Chris Ventura, could it work?
I think in this case, it could. I know, as we know, Japanese players don't really like to go through surgery. And it's funny because it went from the blister to the sprain, now a more severe sprain. Looks like it's getting worse and worse. I don't know if he should really do this. And especially considering that the Angels, who are 37-29 right now, they're in third place in their division. They have a chance to make the playoffs. This is a guy they need in their rotation, not only their rotation, in their lineup. So
you think ultimately then that this is short-sighted by them? Essentially, you're right. They're 4.5 games back of the Mariners. They're going to try to have Ohtani rehab over the next couple months. You got to remember, Garrett Richards, who had a very similar thing, missed a lot of that season. It wasn't like he missed 3 weeks and came back. What it sounds like you think, Chris, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what it sounds like is you believe the Angels are being a bit short-sighted. Because they're 4.5 games back, they're not doing the prudent thing and having Shohei Ohtani undergo Tommy John surgery.
Right. Well, it's a catch-22 for them, I'm sure, because, you know, you don't want to lose him because you need him, and you don't also want to, you know, push him too much because, one, eventually he's going to be a guy that costs you a lot of money. He's going to, you know, I mean, he's gonna, a guy that's going to be a mainstay in your rotation and in your lineup. I mean, we've never seen a guy like this since Babe Ruth. And I think, you know, for them, if they make a mistake and do push too hard, and then he really needs Tommy John surgery out for next year, let's say at some portion, that's going to really hurt them. But it's a tough situation. I think they should play it by ear. Just see what happens. Take it slowly with him. If he needs to stay out for the next 2 or 3 weeks just to reevaluate, fine. But you want him in your lineup, so you don't want to go right to Tommy John surgery. You know what I mean?
So I think what's really interesting, I think you're right. You have to play it by ear ultimately. And that is rehab for 3 weeks. I think we saw recently with Jordan Montgomery that ultimately he rehabbed, he got the plasma injections, and we saw if that worked. It didn't. You know, Jordan Montgomery now needs Tommy John. It cost him an extra month before he had the surgery, but like the Yankees, I think the Angels are going to try to avoid surgery. As Chris said, the Japanese players really strongly do not like going under the knife, and I think especially given Shohei Ohtani's youth, he wanted to avoid it. I get it. Some players do not come back the same from Tommy John surgery, but Shohei Ohtani is arguably the Angels' most important player other than Mike Trout. He's 2-1, I believe, a 3.47 ERA. He's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, Chris, if he was just a hitter, he may not even need the surgery right now. He's got the sprain, but he theoretically could be able to hit through this. And even if he does have Tommy John surgery, for hitters, it takes only 6 to 8 months to come back. We saw Gleyber Torres have Tommy John surgery last summer. He was back in plenty of time for opening day. So what do you do then? Because if he's ready to hit before he's ready to pitch, do you activate him? How will the Angels handle that?
I mean, I think because right now he's hitting really well. I mean, he's doing well on both sides. But as a pitcher, I think he's more valuable to this team. Obviously, pitchers in general, I would say a starting pitcher that is a really good pitcher is more valuable than just another hitter. You know what I mean? Unless he becomes like, you know, the number three hitter on this team for the rest of the way. But I think you could try to put him in the lineups here and there, but I wouldn't even test the pitching thing until they know for sure what they need to do. I think you could test it, like you said, you could hit with this type of injury possibly while going through injections and all this stuff, but I wouldn't push the limits and try to make him pitch. It's his right arm, so.
You're absolutely right. So I want to clarify the stats. I gave you, he was 2-1, 3.47. That's over the last week. But or the last 30 days or so. On the season, Ohtani is 4-1, and it's even better than that. He's a 3.10 ERA. He has been fantastic for the Angels this year. Hitting-wise, he's been just as good. Let me get to the fantasy perspective of this, Chris. We know Ohtani is out at least for the next month. That brings you past the All-Star break, closer to the MLB trade deadline. If you're an Ohtani owner, what do you do?
Well, I actually am an Ohtani owner in one of my leagues, and I'm stashing him in my DL, obviously.
Obviously.
I have two spots. I just so happen to have one open. So I plugged him in there. There's no way you could drop the guy, I don't think. Because now there's...
So it's just the wait.
All we know right now is a month, right?
Yep.
So he might come back in time for you guys, for whoever's making the playoffs or making a push for the playoffs to be a very valuable piece for you because he could pitch or even be a hitter in your lineup if he doesn't pitch. And a good hitter at that. Fantasy relevant both ways. So I think you got... If you could stash him, stash him. Of course, if you can't, you might have to make a tough decision and let him rot on your bench for now, but he's that valuable. I wouldn't go just pick up any old guy for two starts just to drop Ohtani or something like that.
All right, so that's my next question. If you desperately needed the spot, but also you got lucky, Chris, right? You had an empty DL spot. But there's a lot of fantasy teams that don't have DL spots they play with,
right?
Or just have so many injured guys right now, they can't fit Ohtani on the DL. In that case, you're saying you have to bite the bullet and keep him on the bench?
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you have, let's say, two really good players on the DL right now or on your bench that are rotting and they should be in a DL slot, let's say you don't have it, then you have three injured players on your bench. You got to make a decision to drop one of those guys or two of those guys because you can't have that many people on the bench just hurt, not playing. You need those slots. So if you have better players that are hurt on your bench, maybe you have to drop Ohtani. Maybe a month is too long. Maybe these other guys are coming back sooner. There's a lot of what-ifs in this scenario, but in most cases, 80% of cases, I would say keep him. Let him sit on your bench. Don't drop him. Somebody's going to pick him up. And somebody's going to pick him up probably like 2 weeks before he comes off the DL or something like that. So you're not going to get your chance. Or you're going to have to pay for him again in FAB, in free agent auction money. So I think it's better off keeping him on the bench if you can. If you can't, you can't afford it, then you got to do what you got to do.
3.10 ERA on the year for Ohtani. 289 batting average. As Chris said, he's developing into one of the best hitters on this Angels team. He's extremely valuable to the Angels playoff hopes, who sit 4.5 games back out in the AL West. And we understand for you, of course, he's valuable for your fantasy playoff hopes if you play in the head-to-head leagues. Shohei Ohtani, out at least for the next month. We'll see if he needs Tommy John surgery. And if that's the case, it could be out for the next year. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Let's change over to football, where our biggest fantasy story is the location, the destination of Dez Bryant. After being cut by the Cowboys over a month ago, Dez Bryant has seen the draft come and gone, and he still has not found a home. Maybe he's waiting until training camp to sign. He doesn't want to go through OTAs or mini camp. He's a veteran. He doesn't want to put his body through that. Or maybe nobody is willing to give him the deal that he's looking for. Drafts have begun. Certainly NFL 10s and other best ball leagues have begun. Chris, if you're in a draft today, right now, where are you taking Dez Bryant?
In a draft today, I would take Dez Bryant maybe as a flyer at this point. Because I know he's going to sign. I can't see him just like, retiring or taking the year off and coming back next year or something like that. I just don't see it. It just sounds very anticlimactic for a guy like Dez, who's, a showman in some ways. So I think he's going to sign somewhere. There are teams that could use him right now, I think. Even like a team like the Buffalo Bills could get some use out of him. I guess you'd say maybe even Arizona right now. Maybe there's other teams as well. I mean, other teams could use Dez Bryant. Seattle.
You've had Jalen Ramsey, of course, over the Jacksonville Jaguars. You've had Tony Walker, the Tennessee Titans. Both these guys have come out and said, hey, we want Dez. Dez could help us. So it's clear that Dez has cheerleaders around the league, across his friends and other players that want him on their teams, but management have not been able to come to an agreement with Dez. Hell, we haven't even heard him make many visits as of late. Again, he's a veteran. He may be waiting to get into training camp before signing somewhere. Where that somewhere is, I don't know. Where do you think the best landing spot for him is, Chris?
I think the best landing spot for him personally would probably be a place like Seattle. But for fantasy purposes, I would say Seattle as well over like Arizona and Buffalo, for instance, because, they have young quarterbacks or quarterbacks that aren't as good where you got Russell Wilson, Seattle. But what I wanted to say is there's a very, very big difference between how important he is in real life and fantasy. In real football, he's a valuable asset to a team. He's a veteran. He's not washed by any means in real football because he could still produce, give you good numbers, get you touchdowns. He could get 8-9 touchdowns. But in fantasy purposes, at this point, he might be on that, you know, he's on that declining side where he could give you a good year or he could give you a really bad year. I can't see him putting up the numbers he put up in the past or we think he could put up. You hear the name Dez Bryant, you think big numbers. But it's not the case anymore. And especially if he goes to a new system, a new team, he hasn't even started practicing yet, things like that. So this guy is nothing more than a late round flyer. Even if Seattle signs him pretty soon, maybe he moves up a little bit, a couple of rounds earlier, but this is a guy that's changing teams. He's on the end of his career. It's hard to really, invest too much into that. You know what I mean?
One team you haven't mentioned quite yet that I've always found a logical landing spot for Dez Bryant is Indianapolis. I think giving Andrew Luck a big red zone target on the other side of T.Y. Hilton has made a ton of sense. Again, I think you'll see Dez sign at some point in training camp where, I don't know. But one name that comes to my mind in regards to Dez Bryant, who was cut still in his prime, but a clear decline due to injuries, just not the phenom he once was, is a former Giant, Chris. And that's Akiem Nicks, who had major foot injuries. Mm-hmm. I remember the Giants didn't re-sign him when he became a free agent, instead choosing to pour money into Victor Cruz. And as a Giants fan, I was flabbergasted. I go, Akiem Nicks is extremely talented. I know he's had some injuries, but I thought he had a lot of talent left. Well, he went to the Colts, and it turned out he didn't have as much talent left as I thought he did, and he became a shell of his former self. Is that a good comparison for Dez Bryant?
I like that comparison, yeah, because I think also, I believe Akiem Nicks at that time was around 29 years old.
Yeah, I think around, maybe even younger, to be honest with you.
Right, like maybe 28. So it wasn't like he's a really old veteran at this point. 28, 29 for a receiver is a veteran, of course, and an older receiver, but he's not old yet. Over 30, I would say, that's when you're starting to get into your last years. But, I think Dez has some tenacity. I think maybe a little more than Akiem Nicks. He has a little bit more of a legacy, I guess you would say. And he's going to sign. I think he'll be, yes, a shell of his phenom self, without a doubt, but he could still produce for a team. Fantasy-wise, is a different story. Will he produce for a fantasy team? I think it's a wait-and-see type guy. You want him on your bench. You don't want him as a wide receiver one or two. I don't think so. Not even close. Maybe a four. I draft him as a wide receiver four. Maybe even a three. We have to see what happens as time develops. Still early. It's only June. So as time goes on, but he shouldn't be a wide receiver one or two at this point, but he will get signed. I think you're right. And Indianapolis, like you said, another good spot. I don't think he'll quite fall like Akiem Nicks, though. I think he'll still produce maybe one or two more good years.
All right, so fair enough. Chris Venture, our analyst, believes you don't want Dez Bryant as a one or a two. Maybe not even a three. He's a perfect wide receiver four for you, a guy you're taking a flyer on at the end of your draft. Of course, as he said, it's only June. We have a lot of time before we go live, before the NFL season begins, but we know you're drafting, and we know you want help. So check us out, rotoexperts.com, and of course, the Fantasy Sports Network. Follow Chris Venture at TheAnalyst15 on Twitter. Follow me at Greg Sussman, and make sure you watch all of our fantastic programming here on the Fantasy Sports Network. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow here on Fantasy Sports Today.